In this lesson, we'll try to focus on what we call les adverbes de manière, and especially the way to construct them, okay? So the rule goes like, if you've got, or if you want to construct an adverb de manière, first you've got to know, well, the adjective at the masculine form, then you will make it or modify it and put it at the feminine form, and after that, you will add M-E-N-T. And when you add this M-E-N-T at the end of your feminine form of the adjective, then you will get the adverb. Okay? So it sounds quite easy. It is not that difficult, okay? But then we'll have a look. So we'll take a first example, easy one. And this is parfait. Okay? Parfait means perfect in English. Okay, it's not that far. So we've got here this adjective and it's at the masculine form. If we put the same adjective at the feminine form, well, the rule normally, we saw that previously, goes like you put this final E, you add this final E at the end of your adjective to get the feminine form. Of course, we've got some exceptions, but then that's the normal rule. Okay, and so based on this form, as we saw, you just add M-E-N-T, and then you get your adverb, parfaitement, okay? In English, it would be perfectly, okay? So, parfait, then parfaite, parfaitement, all right? So, we'll see a few examples, and then the first one is franc, okay? So, in some cases, they will be a bit strange because the feminine will not follow the rule that we saw, but then, I mean, I told you that in advance, you know, most of them follow this rule, but then, of course, we've got exceptions, okay? But then, so, franc, franche, so it's the feminine form, the adjective, and then franchement, you get the adverb here, okay? So for each adjective, I will put the English translation here at the beginning, all right? Doux, you don't pronounce the final X. Douce, feminine form. Doucement, adverb. Parfait. Parfaite. Parfaitement. Certain. Certaine. Certainement. Joyeux. Joyeuse. Joyeusement. All right, so let's repeat them one more time. Franc. Franche, franchement, doux, douce, doucement, parfait, parfaite, parfaitement, certain, certaine, certainement, joyeux, joyeuse, joyeusement. Okay, let's continue the list. Heureux, heureuse, heureusement. Spécial, spécial, spécialement. Clair, clair, clairement. Vif, vive, vivement. Sportif, sportive, sportivement. Okay, we can read them one more time. Heureux, heureuse, heureusement. Spécial, spécial, spécialement. Clair, clair, clairement. Vif, vive, vivement, sportif, sportive, sportivement. Okay, and then we can see some subgroups. Okay, so it does mean that here you will have the ending of your adjective at the masculine form, then here the ending of the adjective at the feminine form, and here you've got the ending of your adverb. So it takes back this ending here, E accent grave RE, and then you add this M-E-N-T. Okay, so this subgroup follow the rule that if it ends with ER, then the feminine form will be E accent grave, it goes like that, RE. Okay, so let's see a few examples now. Entier, entière, entièrement. Premier, première, premièrement. Dernier, dernière, dernièrement. Léger, légère, légèrement. Ok, one more time. Entier, entière, entièrement. Premier, première, premièrement, dernier, dernière, dernièrement, léger, légère, légèrement. OK? And then, subgroup. So if it ends with ET, then it will go like E accent grave, TE, and then for the adverb, E accent grave, TE, and you add this MENT here. OK? Let's see. Secret, secrète, secrètement. Okay, so I tend to insist a little bit on it just to make you hear the difference between the masculine. Secret, secrète. Okay, you're pronouncing the T. Okay. Complet, complète, complètement. Discret, discrète, discrètement. Okay, so one more time. Secret, secrète, secrètement. Complet, complète, complètement. Discret, discrète, discrètement. Okay, so let's see another subgroup. So actually you get two things here. The first one, so if your adjective is ending with ENT, then it will be transformed for the adverb, like E-M-M-E-N-T. And if it ends with ANT, it will be transformed like A-M-M-E-N-T, okay? But then I did put them in the same group because phonetically, and that's the important thing, phonetically, you will pronounce them the same way. So you will pronounce amant, and here it will be the same, you will pronounce amant. Okay, so let's see how it goes. Patient, and then patiemment. So as I told you, even if you write it E-M-M-E-N-T, phonetically it goes like amant, patiemment, all right? Récent, same rule, récemment, 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 okay? Then, suffisant, suffisamment. And the last example, élégant, élégamment. All right, so let's repeat them one more time. Patient, patiemment, récent, récemment, suffisant, suffisamment, élégant, élégamment. Okay, and another subgroup. So if your adjective is ending with EL, then feminine form of the adjective will be E double L E, and then the adverb E double L E M E N T. Okay. Réel, réellement. Okay, so remember when you get this here and then it's followed by two consonants and then they are the same consonant like here, the sound of the changes and it's open, it's a. So that's the reason why you've got this réel, okay? Réellement, all right? Then manuel, manuel, manuellement. Annuel, annuel, annuellement. Naturel, naturel, naturellement. Okay, one more time. Réel, réel, réellement. Manuel, manuel, manuellement. Annuel, annuel, annuellement. Naturel, naturel, naturellement.